So, yeah, so coming to the hard sayings in the text. So those things said of the Jewish nation, and actually it culminates in that being the Christian religion in the end, because that's what it builds into. So you have all these qualities that are described associated with the Jewish nation, but the finale is that actually it's the Christian church that is in trouble. That's at the very end. So this is the importance of removing person. To think spiritually, you have to remove person, place, time, and space. And what does that do? Well, it takes us out of events, historical events, and personalities and characteristics of peoples and all of that, and places us in the realm of interior state. So that's why person, place, time, and space has to be removed if we are wanting to think spiritually. And by thinking spiritually simply is that we have states of mind in our focus. That's spiritual thinking. It is a focus on internal things, and internal things have to do always with mental states. So they're difficult things to handle from an external point of view, and they're even more difficult to accept from an internal point of view. Because what you have clothed in persons outside of you, which you may have a concern about, a concern that the text is characterizing a people in that sort of way, well, actually, it's talking about your proprium. And that's the thing. I often think of it like a Trojan horse. The ideas go in. They go in a disconnected way. We're not relating to them in a way where it's actually talking about our own states, or the states that we're subject to is probably a better way of framing it, because the proprium is not us. What the text needs to be able to do, what the Lord has to do through the text, is to be able to put us in front of evils if we are to shun them. The material has to go in a way where we will take it on board and think about it. Initially, that is done in a way where we've got a level of disconnection from it. But slowly, as we begin to work with it, we come to see that actually, you know, things like hatred, contempt, pride in one's own intelligence, these are all elements of that make up the proprium. So once it's in, then the Lord has something to work with, and we are able to be confronted with those states that dominate our life from that lower plane. It's essential. It's absolutely critical that there is a way that truths can be planted within the mind, in the memory initially, and then drawn up from the memory through practice, and where they can do their real work, which is transforming the very structures of the mind so that the Lord can be more fully present in our awareness. Yeah, so the idea there being that we can't shun what we don't see, and so the Lord has to find a way of putting us in front of it, and this is how he does it.